the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Somebody made a call to me saying that they had heard that General Petraeus had a meeting at the White House and he may be resigning. And I think the feeling was that maybe if it were true, that somehow it was tied to Benghazi or something involving Libya. I don't think anyone suspected anything involving what it turned out to be. I've known General Petraeus for a number of years. I don't know him well, but I've had dinner with him, and certainly as CIA director, he works with us on the Intelligence Committee very closely. I met him when he was in Iraq, and there's a lot of rumors you hear about people in Washington. I never heard anything about General Petraeus at all, so this came as a total shock.
Well, there's not much, but I don't know what else to expect from Peter King. He never adds much to the conversation. Congressman from New York, with the same reaction many people have had to the news that General Petraeus had resigned. What's the real connection? What's the real story here? What do you really want to know? 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we get started with another week, an hour-long review every day of what's going on in the world of news talk, issue-oriented talk radio. The resignation of CIA Director General David Petraeus is where we get started here on the Countdown Show. From ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos talks to reporter Pierre Thomas about the FBI investigation that led to Petraeus resigning.
David Petraeus resigns at the CIA after the FBI uncovers his extramarital affair. Pierre, we've learned that the FBI first came upon this several months ago.
Yes, George, this sad sordid fall from grace came to light after a woman in the Tampa area who is tied to the military got a peculiar harassing email. The woman was so concerned she contacted the FBI, who then, according to our sources, traced the email back to Paula Broadwell, who had written a book about Petraeus. Our sources say as the FBI continued to investigate, they discovered emails pointing to a romantic sexual relationship between the two. There were early concerns about the potential for the general's secure government emails being hacked, but the investigation never turned up evidence of national security being compromised. What they did find, George, as one source put it, was lots of human drama.
So, Pierre, what more do they have to investigate now, and why wasn't the White House told until this week?
The FBI investigation is largely done, and the early evidence is that there will not be criminal charges. Again, sources say this devolved into a personal matter. The FBI informed senior intelligence officials last week, who later told the White House, Petraeus had been confronted in the last couple of weeks. As for the timing of the disclosure, one official said, that's just how it played out.
Right. The day after the election. And the connection to the investigation in Benghazi, isn't that some question about that? Wouldn't you like to know more about how that's all timed? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. So normally on Monday morning, we take apart some of the Sunday morning, or most of actually, we have usually sound from most of the Sunday morning talk programs, and certainly there's a lot of discussion about the election aftermath of that. But this thing with Petraeus has a lot of people yakking, so it'll be on the minds of people, I'm betting, for a couple of days this week. From the State of the Nation on CNN, Candy Crowley talked to Congressman Peter King, who doesn't think the way the investigation came out really adds up.
Do you have any concerns about either the way this was handled or about any holes that this might leave?
First of all, Candy, I have questions about the whole matter. First of all, I'm wondering, how something involving emails went to the level of the FBI, how the FBI could have been investigating it this long, and yet, General Petraeus was involved, or Director Petraeus was involved. To me, if it was, the FBI director had the obligation to tell the president or the National Security Council at the earliest date. So it seems this has been going on for several months, and yet now it appears that they're saying that the FBI didn't realize until Election Day that General Petraeus was involved. It just doesn't add up that you have this type of investigation, the FBI investigating emails, the emails leading to the CIA director, and it taking 4 months to find out that the CIA director was involved. So I have real questions about this. I think the timeline has to be looked at and analyzed to see what happened. Now, as far as leaving a hole, General Petraeus was an outstanding general, outstanding dedicated public official. He's going to be missed, but no one is irreplaceable in government. But it is going to, I think, have at least a short-term impact anytime you lose someone of General Petraeus' stature, especially under these circumstances, it does create, again, at least a short-term gap. But again, there are other people there who can and will definitely fill in. But I go back to the point is this just doesn't add up, the whole timeline here, as to how this investigation
is. Well, can I ask you what you're suggesting?
Yeah. I'm suggesting there's a lot of unanswered questions.
I mean,
I'm suggesting that I think go forward and tell exactly when they began the investigation, why it reached that level, when they first realized that General Petraeus might be involved, and at the time they did realize he was involved, did they go to the White House? Did they go to the National Security Council? Because obviously this was a matter involving a potential compromise of security, and the president should have been told about it at the earliest date. That's really all I'm saying. How the FBI got involved, how long it was going on, did they get a court order? Was there a federal court order for this email surveillance? What was contained in that order? When did they realize it reached that it possibly involved the CIA director?
800-510-8255. No love lost for a long time between the CIA and the FBI. A lot of, many of us think that there are too many of these agencies. Anyway, what does the CIA do? What does the FBI do? Why do we need so many of these alphabet organizations in government? One of the things that comes up, however, is the timing. That's a good question. And the Benghazi investigation, I think that's a good question. How many times a year, a month, what's the frequency of people in Washington connected to the government having affairs? And most of them don't resign. Well, maybe the congressman, if it's really ticklish, you've seen congressmen resign. But everybody's used to this sort of thing going on in Washington. So why is Petraeus resigning because of this? There's a question that goes deeper here, and one wonders if there isn't something deeper. That is, the conspiratorialists want to know. And there's probably some good questions. Maybe there is a suggestion of something else going on here. 800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown, a review of discussions from the weekend on Talk Radio. And also, we'll have the presidential election later on. Certainly that has occupied a lot of conversation over the weekend as well.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, discussion now of the General Petraeus resignation. Who knew what, when, where, how? Senator from California, Dianne Feinstein, who's chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says that she believes Petraeus did the right thing.
In a statement Friday, you said you understand Petraeus's decision to resign, but that you wish that President Obama had not accepted that. After more revelations this weekend, do you still feel that way?
Well, I talked to Dave Petraeus twice on Friday, and he said to me, you know, I've done an egregiously dishonorable thing, and I need now to do the honorable thing. And when I thought about it, and for me, it's a heartbreak. I mean, this is a truly bright man, a credible person, a great leader, and could have really been a super transitional figure for the CIA. This is very, very hard, and I do think he did the right thing.
So now you accept that he should have done
this. When you realize additional complications, which I did not at the time I spoke to him, I think he did the right thing. I think the president really had no choice but to accept the resignation.
Well, let me ask you about those additional complications, because it now turns out the way the FBI found out about this is because Paula Broadwell, the mistress, was sending threatening emails to another woman whom she regarded as a threat to her relationship with Petraeus. What do you know about that relationship between the other woman and Petraeus?
Well, there's an FBI investigation that is continuing. I read both the Post and the Times this morning, and it's pretty well laid out, I think. I just hate to discuss it except to say there are a number of things that one has to consider, the first of which, was there any kind of national security breach? To date, there was not. And the FBI has briefed me now. I actually wish we had been briefed a little bit earlier so that the full intelligence committee, one of the things that I've tried to do, Chris, is bring both sides together. So my vice chairman, Saxby Chambliss, and I share material and work together. And that's a very important concept. With neither of us knowing ahead of time, all of this obviously comes as a big shock. And we are very much able to keep things in a classified setting. At least if you know, you can begin to think and then to plan. And of course, we have not had that opportunity. We begin our hearings on Thursday. This is an inquiry. It is not a single hearing. There are going to be many different aspects of it. And, you know, obviously Director Petraeus is going to be part of the hearing process.
800-510-8255, an FBI investigation into a complaint about Paula Broadwell led to the discovery of her affair. A woman later identified as a friend of the Petraeus family named Jill Kelly asked the Bureau for help after receiving what she considered harassing emails. The FBI discovered the emails were coming from Broadwell. Why would the FBI get involved in that? Wouldn't you? Why? Why? This woman is a hot tamale, apparently, and very jealous. Sorry, anyway. Affairs, hey, affairs of state. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. You know what they say about what women like? Men in uniform. I don't understand where that all came from, but apparently it is somewhat true. Not necessarily that it applies to this circumstance. On the countdown, we're discussing resignation of Petraeus and the discussion on the radio this weekend. Here's talk host Dick Giuliano with Tim Mack from Politico.com about the shocked reaction. This is over the top. These words that are being used to describe this. What shock? What is the shock stuff?
I think it's safe to say the sudden fall from grace has stunned Washington's political establishment, has it not?
Yeah, it's an absolute shock. If you look over the General David Petraeus' long history of service, it seems he has a totally unblemished career. We're looking at a man who is legendary for his discipline. So it's a real surprise that he would be caught up in a situation like that.
And can you shed any light on the timing of this public announcement coming after Tuesday's election?
Well, Politico's reporting indicates that the FBI had been investigating Petraeus after accidentally learning about the affair. And he was kind of pushed towards the exit to kind of get ahead of the situation before it became a larger scandal.
He was scheduled, the general that is, to testify next week on the attack in Libya, scheduled to testify to Congress. The attack that killed four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador. Do we know the status of that hearing? And are there any indications who might replace Petraeus as head of CIA?
Yeah, the hearing continues. The deputy director of the CIA now becomes the acting director of the CIA. He's not very well known, and he'll be briefing the committee who is investigating the Benghazi incident. Right now, it's still too early to tell who are the leading candidates for Petraeus' replacement. A lot of people are just reeling from the situation.
And is it likely to impact intelligence operations around the world?
Well, it does strike a blow to the leadership of the CIA and the prestige of the CIA when the director gets wrapped up in a terrible situation like this. Insofar as day-to-day, on-the-ground intelligence operations are concerned, while it may take some time for the acting director to get fully up to speed, I don't imagine it will be a tremendous, it would be a tremendous blow to intelligence gathering efforts, which continue all across the world.
800-510-8255. Here's host Gary Hoffman with a discussion of the reasons Petraeus stepped down.
The security issues that came up in this relationship between Paula Broadwell and David Petraeus are concerning, and they were concerning, not only to his staff when he was commander in Afghanistan. Paula Broadwell had access to him. And I mean, there's a lot of double entendre here, but she had a lot of access to him that made some of his staff members in Afghanistan uncomfortable. And when he became director of the CIA, she continued to have access to him in ways that made the CIA staff uncomfortable. There's a Washington Post report today that explains that in one incident, Paula Broadwell posted a picture of David Petraeus with Angelina Jolie. Okay? Now, the director of the CIA taking a picture with a movie star is not a problem. It's where the picture was taken. It's in his office on the seventh floor in the CIA building. The only person allowed to take pictures inside the CIA building is an official CIA photographer, not Paula Broadwell. Now, and granted, I mean, it's his office. Other than pictures of his family, ironically, or other things that you're going to see in anybody's office, there probably wasn't anything to be seen there that was top secret. But if the rule in the CIA is that no one takes pictures in that building but an official CIA photographer, and she posts a picture that she took with her own camera of David Petraeus and Angelina Jolie. Again, the appearance of a security breach.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Doug Stephan here, half hour more conversation. This is the hour every day we review what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's Veterans Day. A lot of people, well, depending on your age, paying attention to that. That's not where we are, however. I imagine tomorrow maybe there'll be some discussion of what went on today in terms of Veterans Day, but more and more as people get further away from those who are in service to our country, that is fewer and fewer people and fewer families are involved, it becomes less and less of an important day. The election, spent a lot of time over the weekend listening and watching television, did you? And hearing the reviews, the questions, a lot of questions about how many people voted and why the situation is so bad in Florida still. What is the story with that crazy state? 800-510-8255. And as you know, on our Monday morning program, we have a lot of the Sunday morning television programs and interview shows like Face the Nation. Here, Bob Schieffer talks to Senator Lindsey Graham, who says it's important for the Republicans to get their act together.
A lot of talk about your party is going to have to kind of rethink some of its positions. A former chairman of your party said to me the other day, it's the Latinos, stupid, meaning you're going to have to do something to find a better way to appeal to Hispanics. What do you think the impact of the election was on your party, Senator, and what needs to be done here?
Well, the one thing we do not need to do is abandon conservatism. In the exit polls of the election, 51% of Americans said the government does too much, not too little. Conservatism would sell with Hispanics. They're hardworking, entrepreneurial, pro-life, pro-military. But the truth of the matter is, the immigration debate that we engaged in 2006 and 2007 has built a wall between the Republican Party and the Hispanic community because of tone and rhetoric. President Bush received 44% of the Hispanic vote in 2004. By 2008, we were down to 31, and in 2012, we're down to 27. This is an odd formula for a party to adopt, the fastest growing demographic in the country, and we're losing votes every election cycle. It has to stop. It's one thing to shoot yourself in the foot. Just don't reload the gun. So I intend not to reload this gun when it comes to Hispanics. I intend to tear this wall down and pass an immigration reform bill that's an American solution to American problem, but we have nobody blame but ourselves when it comes to losing Hispanics, and we can get them back with some effort on our part.
What does that mean, though? Does it mean caving in to those who are here illegally? That wouldn't settle well with a lot of members of the party, and it ought not to be the circumstance. But is it just the Hispanics? How about African Americans? How about the young? How about women? Young women. They all love Obama, or they seem to have anyway. They volunteered a lot. If you watch the Republican and Democratic conventions, you could see there was much more diversity in the Democratic Party than there was the Republican Party. If the Republicans don't become more inclusive and start paying attention to the various demographics, you're going to continue to lose elections. That's basically what Mr. Boehner has said in a conference call with House Republicans after the battering last week the Republicans took. Boehner dishing out some bitter medicine for the first time, most members getting it on the chin, if you will. Boehner said the party lost badly. Republicans controlling the House didn't seem to be so bad. They would staunchly oppose tax increases, but there are some other things that really need modification, and that is all of the, in my estimation, the right-wing involvement in things that have really nothing to do with the overall running of the country. It's too bad. I was talking last night to a friend about the Tea Party, how I embraced it myself as it came out, because it looked like a great way to deal with our fiscal problems. But instead, it was hijacked, the movement hijacked by the social right wing, and that's not where the public is. It's, look at the referendum questions that passed around the country in states that are normally very red, the, if you will, the left, whatever you want to call it. It's just common sense stuff. Get out of our faces and fix the real problems with the country. And the Tea Party, for the most part, doesn't get it. 800-510-8255 from CNN. Howard Kurtz talks to Jackie Kucinich from USA Today about avoidance of Mitt Romney in terms of media interviews. Also in this conversation is NBC's Fred Francis.
In the final weeks, not only was he not going on The View or Daily Show as Barack Obama did, he barely gave any interviews at all. You were along for much of that ride. What was it like being in that bubble?
Well, yeah, I mean, there wasn't a lot of access to the candidate. Now, the advisors were around a lot more in the last week, so you could talk to them. But the candidate himself, talk to them on the record. Yeah,
yeah.
You could do that. But as far as the candidate himself, no. I mean, the last day of the campaign, he came back to the back of the plane with a couple of reporters. But aside from that, there wasn't a lot. But at the same time, the president wasn't that open to reporters either.
He wasn't. The president having his first post-election news conference this Wednesday. But we talked earlier about David Petraeus and how maybe he's getting more sympathetic treatment for his fall from grace because he cultivated journalists. How much did Romney's inaccessibility as a candidate affect the coverage in your view, if at all?
I think it's hard because John McCain, of course, had a very good relationship with the press, and it's not like anyone pulled any punches at the end of that campaign either. So I think once you get to a certain level, that sort of erodes. But early on, I think it would have been a lot easier for him.
But we felt like we understood John McCain as somebody rode around on his bus back in the 2000 campaign. I'm not sure we journalists felt they really got Mitt Romney. Brief thought on that, Fred Francis?
Yeah, the fact is that John McCain, reporters ran out of questions to ask him. I mean, he would talk for
8 hour rolling press conference.
8 hours?
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think anybody will do that in the age of Twitter.
Well, but maybe they should. Okay, if they're secure in their own skin, if a politician is secure in his own skin and he can sit down and talk to reporters about what he really believes, okay, over and over, day after day, I think it helps him out in the end.
A lot of Republicans now want to be interviewed about the depth of this defeat, not just for Mitt Romney, but given the demographic problems that the GOP now faces, particularly with Hispanic voters. Are they going to be more open with the journalists now, do you think?
I think so. I mean, I think you saw a story in the Washington Post right after, you see the day after the next day, about some of the soul searching that they're doing. I think we're going to be talking about this for a while.
800-510-8255. I think the relationship with younger women is ridiculous, and it's all of these judgmental things that come out of the right wing, the old guard that just doesn't make it. What I also thought was interesting is Karl Rove on election night, when basically it was obvious Mitt Romney was going to be defeated, how he went into denial. It just amazes me that people like this who are so smug, so gabby, so full of themselves, lose, and they still don't get it. Is there something, what are we missing here about this guy? 800-510-8255. Frankly, I don't miss anything about him. I think he's a dreck on television. Ugh. Tacos Dave Debo with political science professor Gabriel Sanchez from the University of New Mexico about the growing importance of the Latino vote.
A lot of the analysis is focused on the demographics of the Latino vote. Let's start there.
other than the idea that no ethnic group is a monolith, all of the analysis needs a big asterisk in that regard. What is the one myth you'd like to dispel? What is the one piece of analysis you saw this past week about the Latino vote that to you just does not wash?
Well, I think there's always been this notion that regionally, you know, you've got pockets of Latinos in some states that lean Republican largely because of, let's say, moral values, same-sex marriage, you know, the stance on abortion policy, things of that nature. Luckily, at Latino Decisions, we had election eve, so the night before the election, surveys in about 12 different states as well as a national survey. And so we can look at the numbers across the states, and it was clear, regardless of what region you're looking at, the overwhelming majority of Latino voters supported President Obama in this election. So at least for the last two election cycles, you can say that this is much more of not quite a monolithic voting bloc, but definitely a strong part of the Democratic coalition, even in the state of Florida, where, you know, there's always been this notion of a Cuban-American vote going heavily Republican. Even in that state, you've got 58% of Latino voters overall voting for President Obama, and that includes a large segment of the Cuban-American population, particularly folks that were born here in the U.S. and are not naturalized citizens who have a strong connection to Cuba and Cuban politics with the U.S.
Why,
that's the biggest myth.
Why do they swing Democratic? Is it policies on immigration? Is it a historical, my parents voted this way kind of thing? What's going on there?
Well, the large reason why, for the most part, the Cuban vote in Florida tended to go towards the Republican Party was all about U.S. relations with Cuba, and particularly, you know, the Castro dynamic. Now, as the demographic changes, and you have more Hispanic voters in that state that are actually non-Cuban, people don't realize this, there's more Puerto Ricans right now in Miami-Dade County than there are Cuban-Americans. So as the demographic shift, I think that downplays the Cuban vote overall in terms of their political power and strength in national elections. And you've got a lot of Cuban Americans who are born here in the United States who think just like any other Latino. They don't really have a strong connection to the whole Castro regime. They don't quite vote based on that one primary issue. And so when you look at a whole number of other domestic policy issues, they look like any other Hispanic Democrat.
When you look at the Republican Party and the fact that they've lost the popular vote in five of the last six presidential elections, it seems to indicate that they have failed in any number. I mean, think about this. The Republicans couldn't get a president who presided over one of the longest stretches of mass unemployment since the Great Depression. In a year when the Senate map offered numerous opportunities, the Republicans lost two seats instead of gaining two seats. What do you attribute these failures to? Understanding or not understanding the changing demographics. That's what everybody has to understand. Whites, married couples, churchgoers are shrinking as a share of the electorate. That's just the way it is. Minorities, immigrants, unmarried, unchurched, that number is growing, and the Republicans are ignoring it at their own peril. It really is time for a third party, isn't it? 800-510-8255. More on the presidential election coming up, and then your calls at 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I'm going to be talking to everybody who's a nobody today, and that means you. You are a nobody. Nobody cares about you. Nobody ever heard about you. Nobody cares about your future. Nobody cares about your past. You're basically inconsequential to anybody's life because nobody cares about you. On the other hand, that is the way nearly every star started out in life. They started out as a nobody. Nobody knew them. But the difference is they took their talents, they took their abilities, they took their dreams, and they brought them up to stardom, where billions of people on the planet know about them. You have the same opportunity as they have, and you have the same opportunity as they had. All you need to do is to grab onto it. Right now, I want you to think about every skill that you have, every talent that you have, and turn it into being a somebody and a star for the world. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
I watch first graders all day, plus an aging parent at night. Raise a family, plus lower my cholesterol. Practice self-defense, plus fight allergies. Rite Aid understands. That's why every prescription you fill with your Wellness Plus card earns 25 points, getting you closer to 20% off the whole store for a year. And we got there with just 4 prescriptions a month.
Bring your prescriptions to Rite Aid today. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
The countdown on the presidential election. Here's host Kevin Wall talking to a caller who owns his own business.
We had an election and you laid off 22 people. Tell me why.
Kevin, I've done my share of educating my employees. I never tell them which way to vote. I believe in, you know, the free system we have. I believe in everybody having their right to choose who they want to be president. But I did explain as a business owner that I have always put my employees first. I've always made sure when I went without a paycheck that they made sure that they were paid. And I explained that I've always put them first, and unfortunately, I'm at a point now and being forced to that I have to worry about me and my family now and a business that I built from just me to 114 employees. And I explained to them a month ago, if Obama gets in office, the regulations for Obamacare are going to hurt our business. And I'm going to have to make provisions to make sure I have enough money to cover the payroll taxes, the additional health care I'm going to have to do. And I explained that to them, and I said, you do what you feel in your heart you need to do, but I'm just letting you know as a warning, this is things that I have to think of as a business owner. Well, unfortunately, and most of my employees are Hispanic. I'm not going to go into what company I have, but I have mostly Hispanic employees. Well, unfortunately, we know what happened. I can't wait around anymore. I need to be proactive. I had to lay off 22 people today to make sure that my business is going to thrive and that I'm going to be around for years to come. I have to build up that nest egg now for the taxes and regulations that are coming my way. Elections do have consequences, but so do choices. A choice you make every day have consequences. And you know what? I've always put my employees first, but unfortunately today I have to put me and my family first. And you watch what's going to happen. I'm just one guy with 114 employees. Watch what happens in the next 6 months. The Dow alone lost 314 points. There is a tsunami coming. And if you think that this election didn't have consequences, just wait.
David, can I ask you, 71% in a CNN exit poll nationwide, 71% of Hispanics voted for President Obama. Is it a safe bet that a number of your Hispanic employees, 22 of whom, and were all 22 Hispanics?
No.
Okay. Is it a safe bet that most of your Hispanic employees voted for President Obama? Is that your guess? I know you didn't poll.
A lot of them came in with Obama T-shirts today. I was very careful because, you know, I don't need the labor board coming down saying I laid people off because they're Hispanic.
What's
safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And on the countdown, we are discussing the election. Does it bother you that Latinos overwhelmingly backed Mr. Obama at the polls? Does it bother you they were the key to his victory, especially in Colorado and Florida? He got 71% of the Latino vote. Romney got 27%. What does that tell you? It's very interesting to look at Latino donors as well. There are a lot of wealthy Latino business owners, entertainers, and lawyers who tapped their connections to collect $30 million in donations for the Obama reelection campaign. It's not a lot, I mean, when you consider he raised $1 billion, but it still illustrates one way the Latino interests are increasing their political clout in our country. Can they leverage their influence? They sure did here. Obama would not have won without their support. The legislation to take care of the immigration problem, the number of Latino political appointees has been a big push. So what do you make of all of this? 800-510-8255. Sheila in Alabama on Fox News.
The people over at Fox News and this Glenn Beck character, I was looking at those people yesterday, and they was doing a lot of name-calling yesterday. And they said that the people that voted for Obama were a bunch of idiots. So I would just like to say that they are doing a lot of whining now. I think during the first 4 years with Obama, I think the Republicans, you know, he was trying to do a lot of stuff, but they kept backing him down. They wouldn't help. So I think this time around, that since he got in office, they need to come together and work with him.
800-510-8255. You're not the demo that they're seeking, madam. You're not a white male, and that's what Fox News is looking for, and that's what the Republicans did well with in the election. After last week's bludgeoning, Republicans remain weak in many states around the country. There are some who have said over the weekend that Republicans have lost so much in California, they may never win statewide office there again. You in California, you agree with that? 800-510-8255. Here's Alex in Pennsylvania on President Obama.
I definitely feel, as a youth voter, someone who enjoys and prides himself in rural life and our heritage and our industries in agriculture and tourism, recreation, that the disrespect that President Obama has shown for our region and northern Pennsylvania regarding natural gas drilling and fracking in the Marcellus Shale shows his disregard for our local and rural economies and what are really the economic engines of our region. And he's sacrificing us for a temporary energy source, for an energy policy that is politically expedient. And I hope that he will keep his promise that he'll focus on sustainable energy and abandon his support for natural gas development here. We have realtors shutting down. We have dairy farms in Bradford County here shut down since 2007. After natural gas drilling moved into the area, and that's America's bread and butter, literally. So I hope he'll respect our rural culture and not think that we cling to our Bibles and guns like he said in 2008.
Nah, he doesn't. He doesn't respect. Doesn't understand. Doesn't know anything about the rural culture. He's a city guy. 800-510-8255. Douglas live on the air from Roseburg, Oregon. You're on the countdown, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just basically want to say that I am just totally disappointed with this man coming back into office. I don't think we have leadership still.
All right, sir, give us something new, will you? We all know that a lot of people are disappointed.
Yeah. Well, what I want to say is I've talked to some of my Hispanic friends, and some of my Hispanic friends are confused about what it is that he has offered them. And that
he's offered to buy, what he offered them is what anybody who has access to an open checkbook, the Treasury of the United States, your money, he offers them all kinds of things that are expedient to get votes. That's what he offers. Let's let a lot of illegals stay in the country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's what he's offering.
I've had several of my Hispanic friends tell me that even though they voted for him, that they fear that he's not going to.
Yeah, but nobody cares now. He won the election. That's what's important. Your Hispanic friends can tell you whatever. They voted for him, so they're apparently part of the problem. Thanks for the call, sir. 800-510-8255 is always the way to be in touch with us here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.